Boys and girls, what time is it? Well, it's Kids Corner time, so gather on down here at the corner. Ginger Bartlett will bring us the corner this morning.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Well, good morning, guys. I guess I better get a mic here. Good morning, guys. How are you this morning? Pretty good? You know what? Something really neat happened to me this weekend, and I'll show you what it is. I was at home working. My husband, Jim, pulled in, and he walked in the house, and he brought me this beautiful flower. Now, listen, I was very happy and very surprised, because that doesn't happen very much. So it really made me happy, and I got to look into this flower, and I thought, I'm going to bring it this morning just to show you guys, okay? Let me see. I think I might want to do something with this. I need a volunteer. Paul Robert, would you mind coming up and helping me with something this morning? I don't think Paul will mind too much, because I'm Paul's grandma, so I can get by with a little bit more. Paul, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor this morning, okay? Take this flower, and I want you to tear it apart, petal by petal. Okay? Just kind of turn around. Show everybody how good you are. Just start tearing it apart, flower by flower. Yep, just tear her apart. Throw her on the ground.
See, Jim, what they really think of what we do for
them. There you go. He's doing a pretty good job tearing that flower down, isn't he? Petal by petal. You're doing pretty good, Paul. I could have got a smaller flower for you, though, couldn't I? Two petals at a time now.
Paul, just turn it off.
Yeah, he's doing a pretty good job. That was a beautiful flower. I don't know what it's going to look like after Paul gets through with it. Not looking very good. Okay, we're almost down there to where that flower is gone. Doing good, Paul. Didn't know he was so talented. Okay, that's great. Okay, thank you very much, Paul. You can be seated now. Oh, wait a minute, Paul. I'm sorry. Can you come back up here? I need you to do something else for me. Take that. Now put it back together for me. Not really. You don't think you could do it? Uh-oh. Okay, Paul. Thank you very much, hon. I surprised Paul. He didn't know I was going to do that with him this morning. I appreciate it, hon. You know what? Sometimes, guys, people treat each other just like Paul did that flower. They tear each other down. Only we use words. We use cruel words like, you're dumb. I don't want to play with you. Leave me alone. I hate you. I don't like you. When we use words like that, it hurts our heart and it tears our heart down and we feel lonely and we feel unloved. That's not what God and Jesus wanted for us. As a matter of fact, in John 15:12, Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. He went even further. He said, this is my commandment, to love one another as I have loved you. That's pretty serious stuff. He was pretty serious. So God wants us to be kind to one another and to be loving to each other. Just like Paul tore that flower down, and so often we do that, God wants us to build each other up with love and kindness. Now, I've got some drawings here of a flower. It's got a happy face. And at the bottom of it, it says, love one another as I have loved you. I would like each of you guys to take this home, color it very pretty, have mom and dad or grandma and grandpa put it on your refrigerator, hang it in your wall, in your room. And every time you see it, I want you to remember to love one another, to build each other up, and don't tear each other down like Paul did that flower, okay?